Hi, and welcome to the Fab Five podcast. I'm your host, Sam, and on today's episode, I am joined by the very small crew of Lauren, Jess, and myself. Hello, ladies.
Hi.
I love how you threw yourself in there as if people didn't already know.
And myself.
You didn't just introduce yourself.
Me, myself,
Hi.
And I.
My name's Sam, and I am your host tonight.
Welcome to the Sam Show.
So
I listened to that, by the way. If it was just you, like, shooting BS for 30 minutes. I feel like that's what our phone conversations are like.
Alrighty.
Let's go. Let's make this a good one. I'm ready.
Okay, what are we talking? Oh, yeah. I was like, wait, what are we talking about?
Sam.
We're talking about Disney's Riviera Resort. Opened in 2019 before the pandemic.
The good old days.
Mm-hmm. When we used to be able to get into it. I miss the Riviera.
That was the resort we all stayed at. No, we stayed at Poly first, but that was the one we stayed at like three times in a row, right?
Mm-hmm. We got the two-bedroom three times.
So I have to say, too, though, like, you know, there were two bedrooms available in May. So, like, if you do want to do a two-bedroom, they're hard to find, but I had good luck finding availability in May. So
that's good to know.
You have to pick your times, but it's there. It's just... it's hard. It's hard to, it's a beautiful resort. It's probably
it's
my favorite.
It's super popular.
Resort.
It's my favorite.
Super popular. Everyone loves it. The DVCers love it, which it is a DVC property for anyone wanting to know. Disney Vacation Club.
Yeah, it's a villa property.
Yeah, it's a villa. They have studios as well. That's always good.
Right. But it was the first time, though, that they put all Murphy beds instead of couch beds, which I think made a huge difference because before, I always tried to avoid the villa sections of the resorts because nobody wanted to sleep
because
on
the couch
beds.
Yeah.
This was the first time they had the Murphy beds, which were actually very, very comfortable.
100%.
So let's go over the room categories since we're kind of on this subject. So obviously they have the studios, but what else do they have?
They have the one bedroom. They have the studios, standard and preferred. Mm-hmm. They have a three-bedroom grand. They have a two-bedroom villa, standard and preferred, and a one-bedroom villa.
And then they have those little tiny ones, which I've never seen before, like the two-person ones.
The tower studio. Yeah.
I would like to stay in one of those sometime.
I do not want to stay in one of those. No.
They're all the ones along the side, mm-hmm. that weird-shaped room, and they have the tiny little balcony.
Yes, and it's like a Murphy bed.
Right.
Yeah.
You fold them up, and it turns into a couch.
Remember, those are the most comfortable beds in all of Disney.
I agree. But it's really weird to walk into a hotel room and you don't see a bed. I feel like that would freak me out.
I don't disagree with that.
Anyway.
Yeah, it's fine.
I think the rooms are gorgeous, though.
So, to me, my favorite thing about the studios there is that split bathroom.
Yes.
Yes.
I think that's a game changer. You have two showers. You've got the tub with the shower and then the stand-up shower. And then you've got two sinks and then you've got the toilet. So you have like plenty of room to get ready. Like if you have a family of five, you're not like climbing all over each other in the bathroom.
No, it's great because then two people can actually shower at the same time as well while somebody else is brushing their teeth. And the other person, I mean, hey, depending on how close you are, could be using the bathroom.
Right. And then the one bedroom and ups, they have washer dryers in the unit too.
Yes.
So that's super helpful.
And full kitchens.
Yes. And I've stayed in a deluxe studio or just, I don't know if it's deluxe studio or not, but with my family. And we used the laundry facilities on the first floor, and they were all good, too. So, like, you know, just because you don't have one in the room doesn't mean that you can't still, like, their laundry facilities were very accessible and not, like, DVC only or anything like that. So it's a good resort to stay at if you're doing, like, a split stay or, like, you know, like, one where you want to, like, space out, do laundry in between or, like, you know, all that stuff because... location is convenient. Rooms are big. There's lots of good places to eat, which I'm sure we're going to get to in a second. But like, this is a good one to split at, I think, if you're going to do a split.
And all the beds are comfortable. Yep. So there's no pull-out couches. There's no, you know, everything is comfortable. You can't go wrong with this resort.
Agreed.
You really can't. I really wish we could get back there. It's been
And
so
we've
long.
stayed in the studios, the one bedrooms and the two bedrooms. Like we've stayed in almost all the
Yeah.
categories.
There isn't a bad room. Like, you can't go wrong.
No, you can't.
Do you remember the night that we all were laying on the beds watching the fireworks at Epcot when they were testing them,
Yes.
when they were bringing them
Yep, and
back?
we went out onto the balcony too and we watched from there.
Oh.
Yeah.
We just laid in bed and watched, and it was like it was
Yeah.
heavenly.
Wasn't that my birthday trip?
It was your birthday trip.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah.
Oh, that was so
And it
fun.
just has such a relaxing vibe at that resort. Like, it just feels very calm and you're in the middle of everything, but you don't feel like you're in the middle of everything.
Yes.
Right. And it's not like in your face Disney, it's all subtle Disney.
It's classy
So
Disney.
it is
It's very
beautiful.
pretty. And the staff is
Oh,
great. I love
they
the
have some of
staff
the
at
best
Riviera.
staff. They're amazing.
Yeah, very good.
So let's also talk about when you walk in, because there are mixed reviews on the lobby.
This is the
Like,
only thing I don't like.
I know, yeah, you
Agreed.
guys
I'm
want
with you.
grandiose. I love a huge, big, beautiful lobby, but I still love Riviera's lobby. Like, I know it's not big and it's not fancy, but I love the way it smells. I love the way it looks.
I like
I
the
like the
smell.
furniture, and I like how there's that coffee shop right there. And then, the front desk staff is just there. Like, it just feels real bustling, and I don't know. I like
So,
it.
my biggest problem with this is one, this is the resort that opened after Grandestino Tower, and they did that lobby so well that I kind of just
Agreed.
felt like it was going to have the same kind of feel.
It was flat.
Right. And so the
Yeah.
issue is if you're checking in, especially with your family, around like, let's say 11, 12, like high check-in time, there's a good chance that there isn't a place for you to sit or your kids to sit or the rest of your family to sit while someone goes to the front desk to check in to see if your room's ready, if you haven't been texted your room number, like try and get it to speed up. So, like, sometimes you're just kind of hanging out there, standing around because there aren't a lot of places for you to sit. It is very tiny.
And not only that, but like Grandestino has that huge
Right.
lobby, but then you can
Right.
walk
Multiple
downstairs
floors.
and there's more seating
And a
down there
cafe.
with the
Yep.
coffee bar and the regular bar at night and like tons of seating. And it just feels open and
I do
beautiful.
feel like they dropped the ball not having a big vaulted entrance
But they kind
because.
of do, but they have those stairs that go to nothing. They go out to the
Yes. Well, it
pool.
used to go to the airline check-in. That used to be back there.
Yeah. I agree. I think that's my least favorite thing about the hotel.
See, I still like it because I do love a huge lobby and the vaulted ceilings and all that good stuff.
And for the price
Oh,
point.
for sure. I'm actually surprised it has stayed as reasonable as it is and that they haven't jacked up the price more when the demand went up because it really is for what you're getting. I think one of the best values of a deluxe resort. You know, it usually prices pretty well.
Yeah, I get it. Okay, so now let's talk about the food because that's what everyone wants to know.
And that's our favorite topic. Can we
Totally
start
is.
with the banana bread in the lobby
Yes, we
cafe?
have
Yes,
to. Because I love that cafe.
I love that cafe.
Yeah. That's my favorite little quick breakfast item in Disney, I think.
I have been known to get off the Skyliner at that stop just to get banana bread for breakfast the
Hey, it's not a bad idea. I personally think it's smart.
Oh,
I
yeah.
love that banana bread. It's so good. Oh,
I've taken the Skyliner over just
to
eat
see Josh.
something. No, just to get dessert from that little coffee
Yeah, their
shop in the
desserts are
lobby. Their desserts are good
delicious.
and their
Yeah.
coffee's great. And at night, it's
Yeah.
a bar.
Yep.
Yeah, it's very cool. I love that. But I also think overall, Riviera may have the best resort food on property. If you take it all
I
into
don't disagree.
consideration, like there's some that come
Yeah.
really close. But I think you can't go wrong with anything.
Well, even their quick service is good. The quick service has
Oh,
great tomato soup. The
yes.
quick service, it's probably the best resort quick service on property. Like it's
It's
really,
up there.
we, and I've ordered
Yeah.
pretty much every single thing off of that menu, and it's solid. Everything
It's
is
solid.
really, really good.
It's good.
And then obviously, Topolino's.
It's got the best character breakfast on
Topolino. Yep.
property.
Yep.
Get to see who's there, Mickey, Minnie, Donald, and Daisy, right? And they come around like 30 times.
Yep. You will not be
But the
disappointed in your character
food at
interactions.
Topolino's is by far the best food in a character meal.
Oh, for sure. It's not even close.
I would
Like
100%
nothing
agree,
touches it.
yes.
And the service is great again. Like you can't go wrong there.
No, you can't. And it's such a pretty restaurant.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just love that resort.
So
Ugh.
I need to eat up top for dinner because I have not eaten up there since the second week it was open for dinner.
Oh, yeah. We should do that. We
Yeah, I
should do
haven't
that
done
next time
dinner.
we're
We're
there.
there. Yeah. I
Yeah.
agree.
Sounds like a plan. All right. So, oh, and they also have that bar.
Bar Riva.
Not at Topolino's, but
Oh, that's
downstairs.
a good
Yeah.
bar.
It's a very good bar. I love the look of it. I like how it opens up to the outside. And it's right there by the pool. So it makes it,
It's very chill.
very nice. It's very chill. Okay. So let's talk about pools because they have one of the nicest quiet
Agreed.
pools, I
I like the
think.
quiet pool better than the main pool.
I always like the
Yeah.
quiet pool better than the main pool. It
Yeah.
doesn't matter what hotel we're at, I'm always going to pick the
Well,
quiet pool.
it's a fairly
Right.
decent
The quiet
size
pool
quiet
feels
pool.
bigger than the main pool for some reason.
Yeah. It
Agreed.
doesn't have the water slide, so, there's, all the stuff. And isn't the main pool zero
Yes,
entry?
I feel like
I want
there's
to say it
more
is.
deep areas in the quiet pool than in the main pool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they also have that really nice kids like water
Splash area.
splash
Behind the
playground.
main pool.
Yep.
Yeah, it's very nice. And it's always full of cute little kids just enjoying
And there's
themselves. It
a
looks
lot
so
of areas
fun.
to walk around out there too. Like you can walk, there's like a little like circle, a little loop that you can do like through Caribbean Beach and back around again. So I'm
Yeah.
sure like if you were a
So for all
morning
you
runner,
runners and
yeah.
walkers.
Yeah, Rich loves that hotel for that
Yeah.
reason.
Yeah, it's nice.
They do movies under the stars like the other ones do, and they do the campfire activities. And they
Yeah.
have a fitness center.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. A nice one.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we should probably also talk about the Skyliners, like
It's
right
the
there.
best. The Skyliner
Yeah,
is the
it's
best,
pretty
for
fabulous.
sure.
Yeah. And, you take a bus to Magic Kingdom, Animal Kingdom, Disney Springs, Skyliner,
I
Epcot
feel
Hollywood
like it's in a
Studios.
really good, even the bus rides to Magic Kingdom and Animal Kingdom, they aren't that,
Yeah,
like,
you're a
it
good
doesn't take that
centrally
long.
low.
They're not
Yeah,
too
you're centrally
far.
located there.
Yeah. I agree.
Overall, I give that resort a 10. I love that property.
I agree. It's pretty much
Oh,
perfect, with the
yes.
exception of the
Lobby.
tiny little lobby, but
We'll give it a 9.5. If that's the worst part of the resort, I'm still gonna stay there. 100%.
Oh, I'll never turn down a Riviera
Nope.
stay.
Not a
Nope.
one.
Never,
Never.
never, never.
It's my fave. That's why I picked it for my one
I
day.
know, me too. There you
Yeah, if
go.
I was ending at Hollywood Studios or Epcot, well, let's be real. If I was ending at Epcot, then I would have picked Riviera too. Yeah, for me, I just wanted to be able to walk at the end of the night because
I get that.
I hadn't done
Yeah.
enough of that during the trip, so or during my day.
Oh no.
That's funny.
All right, well, I think I'm going to wrap it up. I think we have covered everything that you can cover at
Definitely stay
Riviera.
here.
100%.
Yes, definitely. All right, well, thank you for listening to today's episode. You can find our podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. Please follow and like Fab Five on Facebook and Instagram. Stay classy, and thanks for stopping by.